We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen, I'm going to make a couple things clear. A, I do love this team. They're champions. They are. They're champions. This isn't a get rid of this guy, trade this guy, fire Doug or anything like that. I'm more than disappointed. I am. I'm mad today. Man, I am. I'm mad. This was a game that you could have won. Listen, the Saints are the best team in football.
Yeah.
And the Eagles had a chance to take the lead with literally no time left.
Yeah. But they were fortunate to be in that position.
Yeah, but sure, they were fortunate. They were fortunate to be in the position last week against the Bears, too. You know, it's good teams create their own luck sometimes. And the defense somehow was able to keep them in the game. That's why I can't. Like, for the life of me, I'm not the biggest Jim Schwartz fan in the world, but I think today's the wrong day to be complaining about Jim Schwartz.
You needed a little more from your offense. You needed, I told you, man.
More from the quarterback.
No running game. That hurt this team. They were too one-dimensional yesterday.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. Let's go to the phones. We have Grant, New Jersey. Grant, what's up?
Hey, you got me?
I got you.
What up, Grant?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with the call, the two-minute warning, you know, going for it, because here's my reasoning. We got the call play in. It's a free play. We get to see what the defense has given us, and obviously Nick liked it, and obviously it was there, except he just dropped it. So it was there, and I do agree with going for it there. Now, if it wasn't there, you let the clock run down. Take it into the two-minute warning. You know,
hold on a second. What's the most important thing right there? Not getting 5 yards to Alshon Jeffrey. What's the most important thing on that drive? That you score a touchdown and you do it in the most amount of time possible. And there's no reason to try to get a cheap 5, 6, 7 yards that gets you closer, gets you to 20-yard line, maybe inside the 20-yard line. Now you have 2 minutes. So now what are you going to do? You can't kick a field goal. You're not in a position where you could just milk the clock and kick a field goal. You still have to score a touchdown. Time can be your friend right there. Forcing
a play
before the 2 minute. But you didn't have to have a play. Why would you want to have a play?
It was a free play. They showed us what they were going to do, and the play was there.
They show you what you're going to do on every play. What does that mean?
All right. Whatever.
Well, I'm just asking you.
The bottom line is Foles played below average. That's what the bottom line is.
Foles sucked. How about that?
Easier for us.
Yeah. It's a Wentz call. You're a Wentzer.
You made the decision easier for us.
It only took 242.
Oh, disguised as a fan, you're a Wentzer.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
A Wentzer?
You're a Wentzer too.
No, I'm an Eagle fan.
Well, how about this? I'm gonna officially say it right now. You can agree or disagree. I want to officially stop it right now. The bring Nick Foles stuff back. Stop it right now. He's not coming back. You're moving on from him. Stop it. He's
already
not coming back. We can have this nonsense about like, well, blah 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 blah. I believe Nick Foles right now is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz. But if you know the right thing to do is to come back with Wentz.
You don't believe me.
I do believe that.
No, you don't.
I do believe that.
Really?
I do believe that. And what are you bitching about? Pick up the microphone, TK.
You might believe that.
No, pick up
your judgment sometimes.
I got TK, who I've told about a billion times in my life to not talk to Ben during the segment because I can hear it through my headphones.
Okay.
Meanwhile, he's over there saying, what is this guy doing? He's over there. He's been Nick Foles forever. Now he's bailing on him. Go ahead, TK.
No, I said you've been missing Nick Foles for weeks.
And I still am.
You're turning on him.
No, I'm not turning on him. I'm saying that if you know he's not going to come back, and let's stop BSing each other. He's not coming back, right? Is Nick Foles coming back, Ike?
I don't think he is.
He's not coming back. Let's stop fooling ourselves like there's some magic scenario where you're going to do this or going to do that. He can't come back, all right?
Well, I thought it was all magic.
Ben, how are you feeling today? Ben Livingston back in the
Said this all along. We said when they beat the Saints, we would consider this being a real controversy, but they didn't.
They didn't. And Nick played bad. How about that?
This was never a controversy.
Well, but it could have been.
Yes, it could have been.
If Nick comes out yesterday and they play that same game and they beat them 39-20 and Nick throws for 450 or whatever, then it's a controversy. But he played like crap and he lost a very winnable game. After the week before, he played pretty poorly for most of the game, too. And it's over. It's done. We got closure. It's all we wanted, right?
Yep.
We didn't want any controversy to come of this thing, and we got what we wanted. We know Nick Foles is not going to be the guy. It's over.
It's funny how the conviction that so many had in Nick prior to this game, it dwindles away with a loss. See, that's not true conviction in what you believe about the guy. See, that's why I know I'm a Nicky Six truther. See, and I'm going to ride with the guy regardless. Some of you bandwagon Nicky Six guys, they wanted to trumpet this whole better than Carson Wentz.
Well,
he should be better. He should be back here next year. Guy loses the game, everybody wants to jump off the bandwagon now.
See, that's not fair.
That's how y'all treat Nicky Six. That's why I know I got love for the guy. When the guy's doing well, everybody wants to jump on his wagon. Then, oh, he's the greatest quarterback in Eagles history.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want him out of here now.
No. Here's what I want. I want us to be realistic about the situation. And the situation is he's not going to come back. He said goodbye yesterday. That was a goodbye.
Yeah, we. But that
Doug said goodbye to him.
That was always the case. You think the Eagles said, Nick, if you throw for 450 yards, we may re-sign you?
No, but with.
Exactly.
But
they knew that already.
With every win, all I'm saying is this. They did know it. With every win, it just complicated or muddied the waters a little bit from the outside. But probably not from the inside.
Every win, it gave us more to talk about to stir this nonsense up. That's all it did. It was never a debate inside the organization.
All right.
Never.
Until he goes to another Super Bowl. Until he wins another Super Bowl, which, by the way, he didn't do. So, Ben, you're right. We were consistent. If he beats the Saints, that's when in our minds, you and I think it was official show position, that's where we can start discussing it. And they didn't. And they didn't
that's
in
when
large
you
part.
You started discussing it a month ago.
We said the worst
after
thing.
After he beat the Rams, you were discussing it. What are you talking
the
about?
The worst thing that could have happened out of this whole thing is that it left them with a controversy about who the quarterback was going to be. And you said, Ike, if they get to the Super Bowl, there was going to be a controversy. So we got the best of both worlds. We got a nice little send-off for Nick Foles, something to write home about, but no controversy. It ended
you know
perfectly.
What I did, Ben? I let you and John sort of allow me to be swept up in this nonsense for 24 hours after a game. And then I gave you if he wins the Super Bowl, then we got to trade Carson Wentz. And then I had an Ike juice and came to my senses.
Don't blame me for that.
And I came to my senses and said, no matter what happens, Carson Wentz is the quarterback moving forward. You kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. I don't care.
If nothing else.
Blaming us.
If nothing else, Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman are going to take credit for the team winning anyway. They built the team. Doug's coaching the team and Howie built the team. You think they're sitting in the organization saying, wow, I can't believe Nick Foles is carrying the organization. No.
They carried him into the playoffs, that's for sure.
That was a nice little theme they let go.
Man. Oh, yeah, sure.
So Doug just called the games regardless of any kind of way and just let Nick just play.
No, Doug deserves credit too.
Yeah, everybody picked up their play. Everybody
agreed.
And they knew that. That's the only way they got in. Because contrary to popular belief, I don't think Nick has the ability to carry a team on his back week in and week out.
Well,
that's
couldn't do
different.
It yesterday.
That's the difference.
That's for sure. Let's go to JB in Chatham. What's up, JB?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on.
What's up, brother?
What's up, JB?
So I just wanted to talk. You know, I'm not blaming Jim Schwartz at all. If you told me that they were going to put up, the Saints were going to put up 20 points, I would have said the Eagles would have won the game before. If you had told me that Saturday or Friday. But I have a big issue with, I touched on it a little bit before, the zone defense on the 3rd and 13. I think it was also on a 3rd and 16.
Mm-hmm.
The 3rd and 13 was, you guys mentioned Josh Hawkins. He got brought up from the practice squad, I think, the day after Christmas. And, I mean, it's 3rd and 13 one of the biggest third downs of the game. And they have Josh Hawkins on the best wide receiver in the NFL. And I know they go into zone, but it's got to be that matchup zone. They can't give Michael Thomas, you know, 5-6 yards off of him, especially on the 3rd and 16 where Bradham was right there. And and Maddox was playing off a little bit because Kamara was in the backfield and Breeze faked to Kamara. But, you know, I just think I touched on it a little bit. We don't have the Legion of Boom back there, sure, but you got to be a little bit smarter in that situation, I think, no?
No, you do. No, I think that was the biggest issue there. And Nigel's the guy who's played a lot of football, so I would expect him to be able to pattern read on that situation and be able to hug up on Michael Thomas. Here's another thing that is sort of Jim's philosophy with his defense, and we may or may not like it, whatever, but they have the number one red zone defense. And part of his philosophy is he may give you yardage in between the 20s, but he's going to hold you to field goals in the red zone. Like, that's part of his philosophy.
Yeah, you're right. He gives up yards, and I think when you get in a game, it can be frustrating when they're going up and down the field. But
especially
not,
when you need to get the ball back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a stretch yesterday where it was like, you felt it. You felt it. That
18-play drive where it was like,
holy cow,
11 minutes.
Yep.
It was third quarter?
Yes, it was like the whole quarter.
So the Eagles came out. Did they go three and out at the halftime?
Let me see.
I think they went three and out.
Three and out, and then 18 plays, 92 yards.
Yeah, then the Saints got the ball.
11-29. 11-29.
Right. That's when Doug had to call the timeout.
You know, the Eagles didn't have a single drive over 3 minutes in the final 50 minutes of the game, nor did they have a single third down conversion? It almost doesn't make any sense.
Well, it didn't score. Kind of makes sense. Right?
How do you not have a single you have a historically great third down quarterback. You don't get a single third down conversion or drive over 3 minutes?
Nick was off. He had opportunities. He did. He made throws earlier in the game where he was completing it. He was high on a lot of those throws. Nick was bad yesterday. There's no two ways about it. Nick killed him yesterday. He did. I think the biggest swing in the game for me was where Nick threw that interception.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it started with BG gets the strip sack, yep, and then he doesn't recover it. And then the call gets overturned, so they have to punt it anyway. So they punt the ball. The Eagles get it. They're driving, and Nick throws the interception.
Yeah.
Now, the Saints get the ball, and the Eagles actually hold them, so it's fourth and one, fake punt.
Mm-hmm.
They convert on the fake punt, and then they go down, and they score a touchdown, and that puts them up 17-14.
Yeah, real quick on the whole fake punt situation. I don't know what Doug's supposed to do there. I mean,
nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what he's supposed to do there. I would have done the same thing. I also would have been prepared for the fake punt. Looks like the Eagles, at least from a personnel standpoint, had their safe defense out there, which is basically their defense. You take one of the safeties out and put a punt return man back there. But you had your four defensive linemen up front with your linebackers. Now, here's another issue. Again, personnel. This is playing smart football, knowing situational football. When you see Taysom Hill in the game, that has to be an alert for your defense. It has to be an alert, whether it's on offense and he's out there or whether it's special teams. You got to know where that guy is at all times. So when the Eagles have their defense out there, in my opinion, it's the middle linebacker's responsibility to make sure he get those guys up front lined up properly and let them know to be alert. A, you don't jump off sides on fourth and one, right? Be alert for the hard count. But B, you got seven in the game. Seven's in. Be alert for the sneak. That's where the linebacker has to hug up the line of scrimmage. They only need a yard.
See, they knew it was coming.
But
it
doesn't seem like they were ready to meet.
They knew it was coming, but they weren't ready to stop it.
They knew it was coming, but it doesn't seem like they were ready to stop the play.
And that's not a safety that's trying to run for a yard. That's a guy who has been making plays all year with his legs. And that was actually, they were up 14-0 at that drive.
I don't know what Doug's supposed to do there. I mean, it's not like Drew Brees didn't have the ability to convert 3rd-and-11.
I give Sean Payton credit for having the cajones to do it and then doing it.
I was wondering why he didn't line up in the offense and go for it.
That's why.
Because he figured he would have gone quarterback sneak, they would have knew.
Yeah, or you don't want to hand the ball off necessarily in that situation with the Eagles' defensive line. All right, we'll continue. Are you warm and fuzzy or are you mad today? Ben, are you warm and fuzzy or mad? We never even got your...
I'm really angry. Are you kidding me? Hey, this is like the 2009 Phillies. We're like, oh, it's fine. We'll get them next year. I don't know that we will. We only had it.
Let me tell you something.
He's right.
Let me tell you something. You're too young to know about Tom and Jerry, the cartoon. But there used to be a character on there who was a pit bull. His name was Spike. Yeah. And then he had a son, right? That was a puppy. That's what you just sounded like talking about how mad you were.
Yeah, I don't think you know what I mean? I don't think you intimidated anybody. Yeah,
you're like a baby dragon that shoots out flames like a Bic lighter. You know what I mean? Come on.
Tom and Jerry, one of the great cartoons of all time.
One of the greats.
But I don't know if you're 6 or 7 years old that you're watching that in 2019, right?
No.
It's a little bit more sophisticated than Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. 888-729-9494.
It's my man, Benjamin.
888-729. But Ben,
I was angry.
Yeah, but Ben, you're right, man. You're right. They had an opportunity to get to the NFC Championship game right there.
Didn't we all agree that if they won this game, they were going to win the Super Bowl? We all would have said it. And they were that close. They were that close.
I can picture you slamming your hummus in the garbage last night. Celery flying everywhere.
Oh, my God.
I can see it. Cat scared. They done ran under the couch.
Can you imagine the mess that he had to clean up afterwards?
Yeah. He's
glass of milk spilled on the ground.
I'm going to stop there.
Marks and Reese, we're live at Chiggy's and Pete's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.